Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about The Strength Switch by Leo Waters. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book make you rethink how you see kids, or what?
Oh, absolutely. Hi there, Sam. This one really got me. Leo Waters is a psychologist, and she argues that most parents are stuck in what she calls the negativity bias. We're wired to notice what's wrong, the bad grade, the messy room, and we think fixing those is how we help. But she says that actually backfires.
Yeah, I love the garden metaphor she uses. Most parents are so focused on pulling weeds, the weaknesses, the bad habits, that they forget to water the flowers. And the idea is if you grow strong, healthy flowers, the weeds don't have as much room to take over.
Right. And it's not about ignoring problems. It's about reordering your attention. Instead of saying stop running, you say, I see your bravery trying that slide. You're naming the strength in the moment.
That's such a small shift, but it changes everything. I tried it with my nephew last week. He was struggling with a puzzle. And instead of jumping in to show him the right piece, I said, I notice you're really persevering. And he just lit up. It was wild.
See, that's exactly it. Waters defines a strength as something that has three parts, performance, energy, and use. So it's not just being good at something, it's something that energizes you and that you naturally choose to do.
Wait, so that means if a kid is a great pianist but hates practicing, that's not a strength?
Exactly. It's a skill, not a strength. A real strength makes them feel alive. So a mediocre storyteller who can't stop telling tales? That's creativity as a strength. That distinction was huge for me.
Okay, so how do you actually find these strengths? She calls us strength detectives, right? We watch for moments of kindness, curiosity, perseverance.
Yes, and then you build a vocabulary around it. Instead of good job, you say something specific like, I saw your teamwork when you passed the ball. That helps the child internalize the strength as part of their identity.
But what about when things go wrong? I mean, kids have meltdowns, they fail tests. Does this approach just let them off the hook?
No, this is where it gets really smart. She calls it strength-based problem solving. You don't ignore the problem. You use the child's existing strength as a resource. So, if they're struggling with math but have perseverance, you remind them. Remember how you kept trying with your bike? Let's use that same perseverance here.
That reframes the whole thing. It's not parent versus kid with a kid as the problem. It's parent and kid working together against the challenge, using the kid's own superpowers.
Exactly. And it builds resilience because the child learns I can handle hard things because I am brave or persistent. That's way more powerful than just getting a tutor.
She also talks about vulnerable strengths. Like a kid who's a natural leader might come off as bossy. Or a super curious kid might be seen as distracting in class.
Right. Instead of trying to suppress those strengths, you teach them how to manage them. Show the bossy kid how to listen and collaborate. Channel the curious kid's questions into research. You're not dimming their light. You're just aiming it.
And she makes a point that parents have to start with themselves. You can't see strengths in your kids if you're constantly criticizing yourself.
Yes. She suggests doing a strength audit on yourself. What are your top strengths? How do you use them as a parent? When you operate from a place of strength, you're calmer and more present.
Honestly, this book felt like a permission slip to stop being so anxious about every little flaw. The goal isn't a perfect kid. It's a kid who knows their own worth.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
That's a steal. But for me, the takeaway is simple. Notice what's right before you try to fix what's wrong.
I think that's it. The strength switch is about flipping your default from deficit to strength. And in doing that, you help your child and yourself truly flourish. We'll see you in the next one.